Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making in the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
I'm Kelly Hatfield. Your life is precious. And the thing is, most of us are playing the game of life at 10 to 20% of our potential. This podcast is about leveraging yourself through science.
And I'm John Mitchell. And so, Kelly, maybe I should start by telling my story. What do you think?
Let's do it. I'm excited. Let's go.
Did we start when I was a baby? Is that the right?
Let's not go that far back.
Okay. We'll spare our audience of that then. So when I was 50, I just wasn't as successful as I thought I should be. And, you know, I had two goals in my life, to make enough money so I didn't have to work and to find the woman of my dreams. And so at 50, I was just falling short on both of them. And, you know, on the money, I always did pretty well, made, you know, a couple hundred grand a year, but never close to a million a year. You know, when I turned 50, as materialistic as this sounds, I realized that I had to start netting over $1 million a year. And then on the girl at 50, I'd never been married, but I did a lot of interviewing, Kelly. Well, I called it interviewing. My friends called it begging, but I prefer to go with interviewing.
Perfect.
At, you know, 50, I'm like, well, how do I change things? And then 3 months after I turned 50, a pearl of wisdom comes to me. Find the top book of the world on success and apply that book literally word for word to my life. And so, seemed like a pretty good idea. So I do a little research and I discover there's one book that's been read by 150 million people. And it's the top book of the world on success by a factor of 10. Well, that book is Think and Grow Rich. So I'm like, this is perfect. And so I like make a beeline to the bookstore. I buy the book, read the book. Then I discover the problem. Book says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half of the secret. Well, I'm bummed out and I mope around for like 3 weeks. And, you know, one day I just wake up and go, come on, John, man up and figure out the secret. And so over the next 2 months, I just immerse myself in the book and probably read it 20 times over 2 months. And I discover what the secret is, and I develop a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And so I start applying it to a new business I was starting in the reverse mortgage field. And, you know, suddenly my income starts doubling and doubling and doubling to where 4 years later, I was making 25 times the $200,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. And of course, I felt so incredibly blessed. But what was so cool is I could see why it was all happening. I mean, I was just playing the game of life at a higher level. I could do things I couldn't do before. And I had a level of control over myself beyond what I'd ever experienced before. You know, it just was fascinating to me that you could take two key scientific principles and apply them to your life and so materially impact your success. And so about 10 years ago, I sell my company because I finally had enough money so I didn't have to work. And I oh, I don't know, it was 2 or 3 months after I sold my company, I meet the former chancellor and president at the University of Texas. He says, hey, you got to teach this at University of Texas, and why don't we teach it together? And so I'm like, okay, sounds pretty good. And so off we go. And then he introduces me to the athletic director at the University of Texas. And he says, well, I want to learn this 12-minute-a-day technique. Well, I taught it to him, and that led to becoming the mental coach for the 18 head coaches. And now I also teach my methodology at the McComb School of Business to all 550 of the University of Texas athletes, as well as other students. So that's sort of my story. Kelly, you want to tell your story?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I won't go back as far as when I was a baby either. How about I go back?
There's no sense going that far back.
All right.
Although I would say I met you a cute baby. I would say
I was. But my story, I'll start when I was really at a pivotal point in my businesses where I just had continued to hit kind of a ceiling. You know, I knew what I knew to get our businesses to the point that they were at, you know, and they were in seven figures as far as revenue was concerned. But I didn't have what I needed to take things to the next level. And so really I was about, and was just frustrated at that point too, because all the same stuff that I was doing to get to the point I was at wasn't working anymore. And so I was really in that seeking mode. And as a result of that, I started a podcast that was really based on leadership and interviewing, you know, people who have had success in business, leadership, and really to help shorten people's paths to success. And through that, I met John. And it was so funny because when John and I were on that podcast, I had him as my guest. Immediately, I connected not because John is as fabulous as he is.
Well, that had to be a factor, though.
But really, it was the intrigue of the science. It was like, I haven't tried that before. You know, I love personal growth, you know, and I have a total growth mindset. But as you were speaking on that podcast, I'd never heard what you were sharing, that 95% of our thoughts are unconscious, and about the reticular activating system and some of the things that we will be talking about in future episodes and getting into. But the science, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a different way of doing this than I've been doing it. And so that it was when the two of us started to work together. I was like, I want to be a part of this. And came down and visited you and you helped me put together my template, my life GPS, and the rest is history. You know, my life has changed in so many fabulous ways as a result of this chance meeting that John and I had on this podcast with one another and learning this methodology.
You know, you might share, what did it do to your income and the other parts of
your life? Yeah, so it doubled my income within the first year. And, you know, I knew, like, that didn't surprise me because it all makes sense. You know, once you learn the science, like, it makes sense. What did surprise me was the extent that impacted my quality of life and stress reduction, my relationships, specifically my marriage, and my health. Like, so, and I knew through talking with you and through the life GPS that it was, but I didn't understand the degree to the impact that was going to make. I really was looking for a breakthrough in business. And what I got was a breakthrough, like in life, like a transformation in life. And so that was what I wasn't expecting, that I now am lucky enough in the gift I was given through this methodology.
Well, you know, Kelly, most people are just winging life. They don't actually have a way of doing life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not throwing them under the bus because that's how I did life in my 30s and 40s. But the reality is they are just winging life and they don't have an actual way of doing life. And the effect of that is it causes them to continually recreate the past. And I see that we all have two problems we have to overcome. The first one is that we're all innately wired for survival. which causes us to be innately fear-based, like 70% of your thoughts are fear-based, and you're reactive. And then the second problem, is that we're oriented to the recent past. And so the effect of that is that when you wake up each morning, you're oriented to your problems. You're thinking about your problems. Now, keep in mind, 95% of your thoughts are unconscious. So it's not like you're waking up and you're in this, you know, izzy over all your problems, but it's happening at a subconscious level. Some of it's happening, you know, consciously, but most of it's happening unconsciously. And so what happens is you get up and you start thinking about your problems. Well, that generates negative feelings. Then those negative feelings create more negative thoughts, and you get in this continual negative loop that is causing you to be reactive, and you end up recreating your past, and nothing is pulling you forward to your desired life. And so the solution, as we will get deeper into this, the essence of the secret of Thinking Grow Rich is to create the succinct articulation of your life. Exactly the person you want to be, exactly what you want to accomplish, and then precisely how you can achieve your clearly defined goals. And then you feed that to yourself every day. It takes approximately 12 minutes a day using our methodology and template. And then after 21 days, hey, the magic happens, the science kicks in, and what you're feeding yourself starts showing up in your thoughts and actions automatically. And you have this powerful force pulling you forward to your desired life. I mean, it's pretty darn simple, right?
Very simple, you know, and more so too. It's what's fascinating about it to me was that it feels like when you know, you have just shared what you shared, it sounds complex, but it is so simple. It's so simple.
Right. You know, I tell you, and that's maybe my gift. You know, I realized at a young age, like when I was 27, that my talent was I could take the complex and make it simple. And it's amazing how I saw this play out at pivotal points in my life, and now it's playing out in the success and human achievement field. And so, and you know, it really feels like a superpower. And I'll let you share what that. Yeah, I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, no, absolutely a superpower. A power. Really, it gives you an edge over everybody else. It really does, because as we talked about at the beginning, most people are operating at 10 to 20% of their potential. Imagine, you know, you don't have to imagine, but imagine if you were operating at 100% of your potential. That absolutely gives you the edge, and it feels like a superpower. You can do the things that you couldn't do before, and be consistent with the actions and have that clarity. It really is like having a superpower.
And you know, you touch on something that I see is true. It was true with me and true with you. You know, so many people have this feeling inside their gut that there's more in the tank than it is coming out. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. This is for anybody who lays awake in bed at night, you know, frustrated with themselves, that maybe you've got these goals, aspirations. There's more impact that you want to make. There's more you want to do. There's more juice in that lemon. And you just are having trouble accessing it, and you're frustrated that maybe you're not tapping into that potential that you have. And the great thing about this, when we're talking too about this being a superpower, one of the things that makes this a superpower, you know, as we're talking about this, it does seem like, wow, this is the craziest thing about it, is that it just takes 12 minutes a day to do it. You know, right. That's also what's amazing about this. Think about like all the time everybody wastes every day on scrolling on their phones. You know, you take 12 minutes of that time and do something amazing for yourself.
Right, right. And you know, one thing I'd say, you know, almost, I mean, 12 minutes a day is so simple. And I'll just tell you, there's some effort in this. So, you know, it's just, you don't snap your fingers and it's 12 minutes a day. It takes some real effort and digging deep to create the clarity in your life that ends up being the 12 minutes a day you feed yourself. But, you know, I feel like you know, obviously what I bring to the table in the success business is the secret. And, you know, the actual secret is what you envision in detail with emotion on a daily basis is what shows up in your life. That's the full secret. Now, when Napoleon Hill wrote the book, the half of the secret he gave you is everything starts with a thought. Well, you know, I'm like, sure, but where do you go from there? But once I saw the secret and understood, you know, it's what you have creating immense clarity about your life and, you know, exactly the person you want to be, exactly what you want to accomplish, and precisely how you're going to achieve your clearly defined goals. When you create that clarity and then you put it on this template that we've created, a couple of things happen. It makes the clarity succinct enough so it only takes 12 minutes a day, and it allows you to really apply the science of the human mind to leverage yourself through science. And so once you got it on the template, you're feeding yourself the succinct articulation of your life. After 21 days, like I said, the magic happens and the right actions start happening automatically without thinking. And you go down this rabbit hole of understanding yourself and your life at a much deeper and deeper level. And that brings both more success and more satisfaction. And so that's how it works. And the latest addition to this, it just happened, is I created an AI algorithm that makes it super simple to take your unique life and put it on our template. All you have to do is answer 40 to 50 questions. And I give you an example of what my answer would be so you can sort of see how the answers are laid out and what we're looking for. But once you answer the questions, you just punch a button and like in 10 seconds, the template, the Life GPS template, is customized to your unique life. It's totally slick. And so, you know, maybe you might share with people, who is this for, really?
You know, I think this is for, and we've talked so many times, John, back and forth about this, about who this is for and kind of honing in on that. And there's a couple of different, the first is this is really for the 2%. This is for those people who are drivers and who are looking for that exceptional life, that next level in their life. And I also think that it's for people who are really at that inflection point in their life. I know you mentioned 50 for you is when, you know,
right,
you really felt that fire. You know, for me, again, really feeling like the clock was ticking, you know, in my mid-40s. And so I think that it's for people who are at those inflection points. Maybe you're tired, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, you know you have more gas in the tank, you know, and you're looking to take it to the next level, or you're that individual who's just that 2% that's a driver and, you know, that is just, again, looking to take things to the next level.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, in regards to who it's for, I think, you know, there's a great story I'll share. So this happened like 5 years ago or so. I decide I'm going to take what I created and show it to the top expert in the world on success and whoever he or she is and see if they see any flaws in it. Is there anything similar to it? And so I decide ultimately that Darren Hardy is the top expert in the world on success. So I stroke a big check, get the ginge. We fly out to California, to La Jolla, spend 3 days with Darren. And I remember, you know, the moment we sit down and I show him the template and I explain how it works. And he looks at it, he goes, yeah, this is good. Then he looks closer and he's like, wow, this is really good. But he says, John, people are not going to spend 12 minutes a day on this. And I'm like, Darren, how can that be? You know, at 25X my income, Time Magazine did a cover story on the science behind it. And we're applying the central concept of the top book in the world on success. I mean, what do you mean they're not going to spend, you know, 12 minutes a day on it? And he sort of smiled and he says, you know, John, the dirty little secret of the success in human achievement field is most people won't do anything to improve their success because more success is merely a preference, And, you know, I was stunned by that because I'm like, everybody wants to be more successful. And surely they got 12 minutes a day. You know, I mean, this is for everybody. Boy, I could have been more wrong. And, you know, you and I've loved having you on this journey, you know, the most of the way. You know, we started sharing it with entrepreneurs because, candidly, that made so much sense. You know, there's got to be a ton of entrepreneurs who are making six figures a year that want to make seven figures a year. I mean, that was a natural rise. And what we saw was that is not necessarily the natural group for us because entrepreneurs are much like everybody else. You know, this is for people that want to play the game at their full potential. That's who they are, you know? And again, some entrepreneurs are like that, but candidly, most of them are not that way. And so in some ways, I almost say this is for where spirituality meets science or the science, success, and spirituality. Something in that, you know, in that combination of things, I think that's what this is for. Again, you got to have this desire to play the game of life at your full potential. And I'll tell you, when you start doing this, you have a feeling of control beyond what you've ever experienced before. And that's why my income went up by 25 times, because I had a level of control I'd never had before. And of course, the other thing I think it seeds in, I was just telling my class at the University of Texas, it seeds in your identity because you create your identity and you're feeding that identity as opposed to, like, you know, being on social media and social media telling you what your identity should be. You're literally crafting your identity and feeding it to yourself every day. And the feeling, the internal feeling that creates is confidence, power, and control. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think that's why when I was talking about at the beginning, some of the benefits that I hadn't realized, you know, one of those being stress, you know, relief and quality of life is just your mind, the mind thrives on order. And it creates that in your mind.
Right, right. Well, as we wrap this up, so each episode of the Missing Secret podcast is about 25 minutes. You know, some will go 30 minutes, but we want to keep it sort of short and sweet and right on the point. And we're also turning our podcast into a YouTube podcast as well. So people get the pleasure of seeing both of us. So I'm sure they'll enjoy looking at you more than me.
Oh, gosh.
But that's our plan. So thank you for letting us explain what our podcast is about, and we'll see you in the future.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for our free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.